This is KCUR 89.3. Missouri voters have two tasks on August 7th. One is choosing their candidates for the general election, and the other is deciding whether Missouri should become a right-to-work state, effectively banning unions from requiring that workers pay dues. KCUR's Sophia Tulp reports.
For the 90% of Missouri workers who aren't part of a union, weighing in on Proposition A next week may be a new experience. For Elise Martini, it's a familiar fight. Voters faced the same question in 1978 and said no.
My dad worked on this campaign when I was a junior in high school, and I was out there at the grocery store and in the trenches. And we are not going to give this up this time, right?
Martini spoke at a rally in July at the Kansas City Pipefitters Union, where more than 250 workers, from carpenters and railroad employees to frost insulators and thespians, showed up to campaign against Prop A. More than half of states have right-to-work laws. It became a reality in Missouri in 2017 when the legislature handed then-Governor Eric Greitens a bill to sign. But the law didn't take effect because pro-labor groups petitioned to put it to a statewide vote. Supporters of right-to-work say it entices businesses to come to a state and boost the economy. State Senator Bob Onder, a Republican from Lake St. Louis, says it's a way to ensure workers' rights.
Proposition A would give workers the freedom to work without being forced to join a union or pay dues to a union.
Missouri has already banned mandatory union membership, but private sector unions can require that dues are collected even from workers who opt out, since they benefit from what's negotiated. And Matthew Panic with the Missouri Chamber of Commerce says Missouri is missing out on new business opportunities because it doesn't have right to work. And all bordering states except Illinois do.
For some industries, right to work is a major factor. And if a state is not right to work, Missouri is sort of taken off that list.
But opponents of the law have their own arguments. They say right to work will bring wages down and let people who aren't paying reap the benefits bargained for them, like better health care.
What this does is it causes unions to burn through their resources defending people who aren't paying their fair share.
That's Jeff Suchman, who's part of the American Federation of Government Employees in Kansas City. That's a public sector union. Last month, the U.S. Supreme Court made it illegal for public sector unions to collect dues from non-members. Proposition A's focus is the private sector, and if it passes, Suchman says it could lead to fewer union members and weaker unions in general.
I can see firsthand that when you don't have the density of membership, it erodes your bargaining power.
The Federal Bureau of Labor Statistics shows union membership has declined 2% nationally over the last decade. Missouri is lower than the national average. But the United Auto Workers Union at the Ford plant in Independence is thousands strong. Jason Starr is the chapter president.
Why this is a priority in the state of Missouri, it really just comes down to corporate interests.
But here's the thing. Nobody can really pinpoint the effects of right to work. In fact, data seems to support both sides of the issue. Federal statistics show that the number of jobs in right-to-work states increased by 8.6% in the last decade, compared with 5% in non-right-to-work states. When it comes to wages in Missouri, workers made on average about $44,000 in 2015. In Kansas, which has right to work, it was $700 lower. Economists say it's not clear whether right to work can be credited for either. Jake Rosenfeld, a labor expert at Washington University in St. Louis, says the laws are overstated by both parties because right to work
isn't going to do a whole heck of a lot in terms of raising wages or employment level.
For all of the Missouri voters who aren't affiliated with a union but are tasked with deciding on Proposition A, Rosenfeld suggests framing the issue more simply.
Think about it as a vote for or against strengthening organized labor and for or against maintaining Democratic Party strength as well.
And by that, he means that unions tend to side with Democrats. Missouri's political winds have shifted since the last time right to work went to a statewide vote 40 years ago. Only two Democrats hold major offices now, auditor and a U.S. Senate seat. So passing Prop A would be a major victory for the Republicans in power. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Sophia Tulp.
You'll find more coverage of Missouri and Kansas primary races and ballot initiatives at kcur.org.